The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, James and Betty encourage you to live in this kingdom truth.
But I feel like God is saying, now, you're grown up. 80's grown up. Did you know that? But here is the moment. Here's the journey I brought you through. All the ups and downs, all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us as a couple and a family and through ministry and everything. Yes, it's been wonderful. But I feel like He's saying, the best days are yet to come.
Well, we welcome you to life today. This is probably, in my opinion, Betty, maybe the most important program we've ever done. Now, think about this. I've been preaching 62 years, married 61, on the way to 62. Betty and I are both 80. So to say that we're living in our last days is no exaggeration. There's no question we are. If we live to be 100, we've lived 80% of our life. So the 20 years is last days, but I don't want you to get hung up on last days as though we're waiting for some kind of an escape. The thing I want everybody to hear, Betty, very clearly, and I'll never say anything more important, we want the Father's will to be done on the Father's earth for His glory and to fulfill His desire, His kingdom purpose, which is why we're here, which is what Jesus taught us, what He brought us, and what He left us here to fulfill. Now, please hear me. The stage is set for the greatest move of God in the history of the world. The greatest move came when Jesus left His disciples here to do what He left them here to do. And they made a kingdom impact on God's planet, brought down the greatest, most powerful force and power on the planet, and basically released the possibility of the gospel of the kingdom being taken not just in word, written by those anointed by God that Jesus had taught and the Holy Spirit had filled and directed from Old Testament through New, and made the way for the miracles of God to occur anywhere on this planet. Now here, Betty, we're at the latter part of our life. I'm a fatherless child, the product of a rape. Okay, you know that. A miracle that the doctor refused to abort me. But God has used my life with many challenges that I experienced to bless people all over this world.
Yes.
And you were the greatest instrument in my life to help me redirect my life as the beautiful innocence that God had just put in you. And you didn't really even know the Lord, but you had been exposed to His principles. Now then, here we are after over 60 years in marriage and ministry, and millions of people coming to Christ and millions of lives saved because of you, because of people who watch what God does with a couple that love one another, that love our family. And our family now right at 30 total members when you count the three children, one in heaven. She left three here. Beautiful, now has five grandchildren. I'm sure more on the way. And we have now 19 greats, which basically gives us 30 grandchildren, including the greats. But we have a family that love each other. And we have a family that have blessed us. And the sad thing is, God is still waiting for His family to love one another like our family loves one another, to bless one another like they do, to follow principles like they do, and they've experienced the benefit and blessings of it. And God is waiting for His family to fulfill His kingdom purpose. And Betty, the rest of our life, we're going to spend our lives doing what we've been doing, but with greater clarity, showing you how you can, at this point in your life, fulfill God's kingdom purpose on His earth, which is His will being done on His earth according to kingdom principles. Do you believe that's possible? Do you believe God's will can be done on this earth
Absolutely.
With all we see going on?
Absolutely. That's our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. And James, you talked about us. We're both 80 years old now. And you say the last days of our lives, the last years of our lives. Yes, that's true. But I feel like God is saying, now, you're grown up. 80's grown up. Did you know that? But here is the moment. Here's the journey I brought you through. All the ups and downs, all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us as a couple and a family and through ministry and everything. Yes, it's been wonderful. But I feel like He's saying, the best days are yet to come. You cannot retire from serving the Lord. Whatever capacity that is. He's saying, I've got a journey ahead of you. I want you to be prepared for it. I want you to draw from me, from your word, your truth, the things you've grown to love and enjoy. I want you to use those to glorify my name. I want you to use those to reach others for Jesus Christ. And so that makes it exciting for me.
Well, Satan's deception and the division that he brings and the defeat and destruction that he brings is beyond doubt. He is in control in the highest places in the land. There's no doubt about that. And you can see the manifest ugliness of it. You can see the horrible effect of it. And right now, people are getting fed up with it. But what do we do to overcome it? We do God's will on His earth for His purpose, kingdom purpose. We were left here to fulfill His kingdom purpose. Now think about this. Jesus, who came to let us know the King is here, the King has come. He's standing here, and He's going to put His kingdom in you. And later He said, after the resurrection, my kingdom is not only in you because I'm in you, but it's in you now in resurrection power. And He had to explain to him when He left, you do what I've left you here to do. And they didn't understand it until the Holy Spirit overtook them in the prayer room at Pentecost and carried them out and carried them throughout their life to make a kingdom impact on planet Earth. That impact is continuing, and it's supposed to reach the highest level ever now, because the enemy's attack and his deception and his effectiveness is at the highest possible level. And if God's people, and Betty, I'm trying to show everybody here, please, understand what we know. We absolutely know that He did not mislead us, misdirect us, or give us false hope. When He said we're to pray, thy kingdom come, and He made it clear it has come and it's in you. So what? Thy will be done where? In heaven? No, on earth. The kingdom of heaven, the power of that kingdom manifest in overwhelming power on planet Earth so that my will is done through my family on my earth, and my son is coming back to get that bride that looks like him. That's the truth. That's kingdom truth. And it is that kingdom message that must be preached in every nation before He comes. The gospel of the kingdom, His kingdom, in us right now, overcoming, making us more than conquerors, walking over the intentions of the enemy, destroying His purpose, not Him, His purpose, His effect, and showing the whole world what the glory and grace and power of God can do. That's why we're here. Betty, I believe God has given us the blessing of not just having a beautiful family that was totally affected and transformed by the gospel of the kingdom, but He's given us an opportunity to see the church leaders begin to wake up, to see national leaders, business leaders, family leaders, community leaders begin to wake up and say, we do not have to give God's earth, God's planet, to the destroyer. We can see His will done on His earth. So when Jesus said, I want you to pray this way, thy kingdom come, it has. Thy will be done where? On earth. It can be. It's going to be. So Betty, what I'm trying to show all of our viewers, and I really believe this. I guess I could preach to every Christian in America if they would all tune in or go online, go to Life Today, go to the stream, go to any of the social media posts, go wherever what we share is posted. But if you would just listen, if the family of God will come together right now and pray, "Thy kingdom come," and then pronounce the truth, "It has. It's in us. And thy will be done on your earth." That glorious process and transformation can begin right now. If you will spend the rest of your life, however young you are, however old you are, seeing his will done on his earth through his family, it will shake and reshape the direction in the world. Will not change the enemy, will not change the devastation and deadliness and destruction of everything he convinces people to do, but it will transform so many people so distinctly that millions, even billions, will run to Jesus and to that Father. Now, here's what I want you to know. Betty and I are going to live every moment of our life to leave behind something for others that we were blessed to experience. We experienced freedom. Somebody paid for that freedom. Many people died and gave their lives to protect and preserve that freedom. They're still willing to do it. Let me just read something very important right now that you must hear. And if every viewer of life today, if every one of you who ever watch what we do, and you see that we're touching the least of these and the overlooked all over the world, and the reason people help us is because the love you express through life outreach transforms lives. It works, changes everything. And that's the reason you support. Now listen to me. If you will do what we're about to look at and commit to do it the rest of your life, we're going to see the greatest miracle, literally, since the resurrection of Jesus. And we're going to see the resurrected Jesus revealed through his body. One of the scribes heard Jesus talking. This is Mark 12. And he asked a question because Jesus had answered a question they just asked correctly, wisely. He said, "What commandment is foremost of all?" That's verse 29, Mark 12. Jesus answered, "The foremost is, hear this, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." You love God with everything you are. That's it. That's foremost, first command. And the second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment greater than these. Betty, God gave us a love for our neighbor. Now, think about this. It starts with how much we love our family. You and I want to show our children the very best way to live, to receive the greatest blessings life has to offer, and to be the greatest blessing they can be. You and I want to leave behind for our 30 grandchildren the same opportunities that freedom gave us, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we want to protect and preserve. You and I have no idea what we have accumulated or built by wise decisions that God got us to start making at 19, when we wouldn't buy anything we couldn't pay cash for except a house and a car. We wouldn't buy any appliances, anything. No TV, nothing we couldn't pay for. God showed us how to manage our resources. Okay, we don't know how much we have, but we know that we're going to leave a tremendous amount of whatever our estate is to life outreach, because the outreaches of life touch the overlooked, the least of these, which Jesus said, "If you do that, you're my family, you're my sheep, and you're doing it for me." That's kingdom impact. All right, you see that. But I tell you what else we do, Betty. We're making a kingdom impact on this planet. We're trying to turn leaders in every area of life, the community of faith, the church, across all denominational lines, Protestant, Catholic, doesn't matter. We differ. We're mistaken about things. We disagree. We disagree seriously. But we don't have to try to destroy one another. We don't have to amputate one another. We don't have to kill. We give life and love and forgiveness. And we learn together, and we hit the enemy head on. We attack him where he's attacking us, and truth and freedom effectively. And we turn the tide. That's what we're doing. We get business leaders to come together. We get national leaders to come together. We get political leaders to come together. And they have to come together on principles, which is why we wrote the book, Fight the Good Fight, So what we're encouraging you to do, everyone who watches life, you know, God recently showed me if you could just get 1,000 people when we were facing some tech challenges, if you could just get 1,000 people who helped you over all the years to just right now give a $1,000 gift, you would be able to pay the tech expenses. God, what an idea. God, Betty showed me we've got viewers watching us right now out of their own personal estate. If they would just make a large gift to say, we're going to help you take the gospel of the kingdom to all the nations of the world, we can do it. Through the social and tech potential today, you can speak to every person on this planet. Father, I believe that you are speaking to our viewers right now. Many of them are 60, 70, 80 years old. And they have accumulated, through wise decisions and through good fortune, the ability to impact the world, to make a kingdom impact. I pray with all my heart they would do it in Jesus' name. You know what I'm believing? Just like I could believe, God, that there would be 1,000 people who would say, James, we know people don't like to pay for tech. They don't like to pay for this stuff. They want to pay for what you can see. But if we don't have the technology, we can't even put this program where anybody can see it and see what love is doing. And you do that. And right now, I'm believing that there's thousands of you who could say, we're going to make a huge gift through what we've accumulated. We're going to make an estate gift. Do you know we've got people saying we're leaving our entire estate? You know, that's something we've had to pray about. Mm-hmm. And our children say, wait, you mean, no. There's not going to be a selfish bone in any of their bodies. But we're going to do the will of God. And a whole lot of what we are going to do goes where we know it works. And that's right here. And not only does it work to touch the suffering and the thirsty and the hungry and the dying and the trafficked, but it also goes to set people free. Would you right now, would you just say, God, if I'm going to love my neighbor as myself, which certainly includes my family and my neighbor's family, if I'm going to love my neighbor as myself, surely I want to leave behind the joys that freedom gave us, the opportunities that freedom gave us. Would you right now just ask God what to do? And then you call us and say, I'm going to help you, James. We're going to take the gospel of the kingdom to every nation on this planet. Then Jesus comes. Would you do that? If you need help, you could call here and say, could you get Vaughn, the wonderful man that loves Jesus? He can help people set up their estates with great wisdom to protect what God's given us to oversee, to bless our family and bless others. You just ask for help. We'll give it to you. But we can put God's arms around the world together. But we have to do it as a family. Would you just ask God? And would you do what He tells you to do? Please do. This is an invitation to you to fulfill His kingdom purpose on this earth, that His will may be done on His earth for His glory. Please do it. Betty, we are right now involved in what our viewers have told us excites them as much as anything they've ever done. And everything we do excites our viewers. But Water for Life, to give people a cup of water, Jesus says, you never lose your reward. But what if you gave them a well of water and you change a whole village? That's what we can do together. Would you drill a well? Would you help give water? Listen to God speak through Tammy Trent, and you be a miracle some mother longs for, a child needs, a family needs.
The most precious thing for these mothers in Burundi are their families, particularly the next generation of children. Tammy Trent spoke to several mothers whose children have died from waterborne diseases. The impact of their stories caused Tammy to reflect upon her own losses.
I lost my husband in a scuba diving accident. He was killed. I lost my grandmother to cancer, and I lost a niece in a bicycle accident. Never once have I ever thought of losing anybody that I love because of the water that they're drinking. These precious children have just led me to their only water source right here in this village. When I think about it, it represents generations. I think about their grandparents that drank from this water. I think about their parents that are drinking from this water. And I think about these little ones that are drinking from this water, fighting for life with every sip that they take. And then I think about the generations to come. How many more will have to live, try to live, off of this only water source here? Many in this village have already died. We've heard the stories. My heart has been broken. And the beautiful thing is, for me, is that I've traveled all over the world with Life Outreach, all over the world, and I have seen a solution. I've been there when water has come up from the ground, from a well that we've drilled. So I know that it works. I know that we could come in here and we could drill them a well that will actually change then the generations to come. I don't know about you, but that's something I want to be a part of, that kind of thing. I want to be a part of bringing life. I want to be a part of bringing hope. I want to be a part of planting seeds for generations to come. And we can do that today. We can do it together by coming in here and drilling them a well.
You know, there were four children sitting around Tammy. You could guarantee one of them a future. All they need is clean water. Would you right now, please, would you just say, God, what can I do to help those children, to be their mother's and parents' prayer? Would you just ask him? Now listen to what I'm saying. The wells cost $4,800. I know someone is hearing right now very clearly, you can give a well. And it will be joy unspeakable. Would you give a well? If you can't give a well, could you give $1,200 and pray three join you? Many of you say, James, I would love to be able to do that. Someday I'm going to be able to. I believe you. But if you can do it now. Just go get your bank card or get your checkbook and make the check. But call us and tell us you're sending it. If you can't do that, don't you think this is small? $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life. $144.30. Could you do that? $144 is big for a lot of you. Well, it's real big for those kids and those family members. Whatever you can do is big enough to give life. Give somebody a miracle of life. And then let me tell you something. They're going to meet the miracle source of love that inspired you. That's Jesus. You can know that. So you're not only giving them life now, you're giving them life for eternity. Get that bank card. Use it like a check. Make the best gift you can. If you write a check, make it to life. But call us and tell us. It's going in today.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, now in its 25th year, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you the God's Word for My Day devotional set. These four seasonal devotionals each contain a daily reading, an encouraging verse, and a thought to ponder for each day of the year. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the His Word is Life tumbler set. These two 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with a scripture, will inspire you throughout the day and help keep your drinks well insulated while at home or on the go. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our beautiful bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Hi, this is little Bella. What a beautiful name and a beautiful girl. Hi, Bella. Bella is here to get water because this is the only place you can get water here. And as you can see, it doesn't look too bad from a distance, but when you get up close, you see underneath that it's death. And unfortunately, in this village right here, children have died very recently. Children pretty close to Bella's age that died from the contaminated water. We need to make sure that little girls like this have a hope. They have a chance. We can only do it when we come in and we drill that water well. We give them fresh, clean drinking water. We can only do it when you guys step up and you say, we want to participate. We want to give life. We want to give them a hope. We can only give what you put in our hands. I will ask you today to put the best in our hands, and I will make you the promise that we will get it to the children in need, and we will do it in Jesus' name. So join with me. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can, and you'll be helping beautiful little girls just like Bella.
Well, we have some beautiful gifts for you. I hope you get the bronze, a cup of water, and the life tumblers, beautiful. God's word for your day, seasonal devotionals every day. We want to bless you. But Betty, when people give life and share love, they're blessing that's God right. as well right. as those people.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today.
Because darkness is the cover for evil.
Ben Carson challenges you to the perilous fight tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.